is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Say, hey, ee, ooh, bop, shoot, you say something that's new.
Hey, ee, ee, ooh, 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 I'm bebopping too. I hear it every day, no matter where I go. When I come home late at night, there you sit with it on your radio.
Say,
hey,
ee, ooh,
bop,
shoot, always reminds me of you.
Hey, ee, ee, ooh, 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 I'm bebopping too.
The Hawk. Welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, as it is nearly every single Wednesday from 6 to 7 on this very station, 101.5 The Hawk. It is a pleasure to be back. I am Johnny Athens, of course, and I am so excited to present this next hour. I know I say that every week, but every week I get more and more excited. Not only do I have so many great artists lined up for you, I have a request to play, I have comedy, interviews, everything. We've usually got great music, like I said. But it's also the last episode, or the last, last show of November. Can you believe that? The month has gone by. Today is the 24th. Next week, when we're back on the air, it will be December 1st. Has it not been a wild year? And it's almost over. It's crazy. It's crazy because it feels like it's gone by fast. But if I think back to, say, April, June, even August, it feels like it's forever ago. I feel like that was years ago. But it's only been a few months, and it's crazy. So much has happened, not only here on the show, but obviously just in the world, in the province, in the country. This is our first full year dealing with the COVID situation as well, and I think we've dealt with it pretty well. This was the year vaccines happened. This is the year, there's an election this year. That just flew by. Barely even knew that happened. This was the year this show started. We're almost 1 year anniversary on this show. It's crazy. And I'm so glad that I've had to spend this year with you, that with you this year has gone by and we've been able to spend that time together. It's a pleasure, it's an honor, and I'm so glad we can continue to do so. So here is to a few more months, and then we'll have a 1 year anniversary special, and then we'll celebrate and do it for another year. I think that's a good plan. And to kick off this last episode of November, I have a very special request from a very special listener and friend. That is Kareem Mazna, who's asked for some Pat Metheny, who I realized is a great musician. He has 3 gold albums, 20 Grammy Awards, and is the only person to win Grammys in 10 different categories. He's an important contemporary composer, Pat Metheny, an innovative producer, and a pioneer in the use of the guitar synthesizer. He's a credit to not only jazz, but guitar work, especially of the modern age. And I realized, I said, you know, that's a great request, because I don't think we've ever played him on the show before. So I'm glad, Kareem, it's thanks to you we're getting to kick this off, a really new trend. This song comes from his newest album that came out, I think it was in August, Side Eye, New York City. And the song is called It Starts When We Disappear. Something to think about there. And a new Pat Metheny release is like welcoming an old friend you haven't seen for years, and you feel like you can pick up right where you left off. It's new, but it's that same old, like, wonderful feeling. Just from hearing the first few moments of this magical musical experience. So here it is, without further ado, on 101.5 The Hawk, Pat Metheny with It Starts When We Disappear.
Thank you.
Curious Covers, taking a look at some of the best known, hottest jazz hits sung by the least likely of artists, here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. 101.5 The Hawk, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. This is Curious Covers. That was Pat Metheny with It Starts When We Disappear. And that's right, we're back for our new segment, as we played it a first time a couple weeks ago. This is our second time round for Curious Covers, when we take a look at a song that is big in the jazz atmosphere that has been recorded by an artist who isn't necessarily known for jazz or the genre of music that this song originally is. And today's song was composed and written by none other than a little comedian. A little English comedian, Charlie Chaplin. That's right, Charlie Chaplin. Many people may not know, but he composed and wrote the lyrics and did the music for nearly all of his films, especially the early ones. He did everything. And that is no different for the 1936 film Modern Times, for which this song was written. And that song is, of course, none other than
Smile. Though your heart is aching,
smile even though it's breaking.
That's right, Smile, a popular standard since its original use. And believe it or not, he was also inspired to write the song by a very curious another genre of music, an opera, Tosca by Puccini, believe it or not. So there we have it. And today's cover is by a very famous artists in their own right, but not one known for film music or jazz or anything like that. We heard just then Jimmy Durante with his famous version of Smile. He's known for a lot of other show tunes, Inka Dinka Doo, Start Each Day Off with a Song. And then the Nat King Cole version followed Jimmy Durante there, which charted in 1954 on number 10 and number 2 on the UK singles chart. Definitely probably the most popular version, maybe until this artist that we're talking about today came out with his. That's right. The singer cited it as his favorite song and recorded it for his 1995 double album, His Story. His past, present, and future, book one. His story. Get it? Like history, but it's his story. Anyway, it was actually scheduled to be released as the seventh and final single from the album in 1997. However, it was canceled last minute because only a few copies went into circulation, making it one of the rarest and most collectible of all of this artist's releases. So, it's a very interesting thing, isn't it, that this old song ends up being rare again by this very famous artist. And this version is a bit more, perhaps, melodramatic than the other ones, a bit more than Nat King Cole, definitely a lot more than Jimmy Durante, but it still has its own flair, and Entertainment Weekly, when it first came out, cited this version as destined for Disney rendition, and I think that really sums it up about as best as you can when it comes to a song. So here is a man of the mirror, the prince of pop. Michael Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, singing Smile on 101.5 The Hawk.
Just
1.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am Johnny Athens, as you well know. It is a pleasure to have you with us this hour, and I hope you're having a great time so far on the show. I think we've had a lot of fun, a lot of stuff. That was, of course, Smile by Michael Jackson, our highlight today, I suppose, for the segment Curious Covers, which we've now added into the rotation of the show. Yes, good fun. And then that was Nate Hiltz with Full House from his album Songs Poetic. And I actually got the chance to see Nate Hiltz live a couple, well, I suppose it was near more than a month ago now, at the Rex Hotel and Jazz Bar in Toronto. He was playing there with his quartet. They played I think they played 2 weeks there, a couple days, and it was great fun. They were a great group of guys. Of course, Nate was doing his best on the guitar there, and they played wonderful songs, nice crowd. I think everybody's really excited and happy, both the performers and the artists, as well as, you know, me and the audience and the other goers there that I saw. Everyone was just happy to be there, to be out. Of course, we're social distancing, the mask, whatever, but it's just fun, I think, to just be out, to get out of the house, and it's almost new. We almost feel virgin to these experiences because it's felt so long. This is our first full year. But we like to lighten that up, of course, on the show with some comedy. And today we have a very special comedian, Angelo Tsaroukas. He's a Greek ethnic comedian and has been called the king of Greek ethnic comedy. He's from Montreal, and he has had quite the career. He's worked in TV, film, and has done dozens and dozens and dozens of comedy festivals. The Wild West Comedy Show, in Hollywood, the Russell Peters World Tour, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, Just for Laughs, of course, as well as recently the Halifax Comedy Festival this year. And he's a comedian that has really worked his way up, and he's rightfully taken his share of the comedy figurative pie, as I would say, starting out in Yuck Yucks and then working his way up. And now, I mean, he's made it big. If you're on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, that must mean something, right? Ooh. So none other than Angelo Tsaroukas here on 101.5 The Hawk.
All right. Okay, I don't have the most common name in the world. My name at birth is Evangelos Petros Tsaroukas. My parents' names are Peter and Debbie. My parents come from a little country in the Mediterranean called Greece. Yeah. They moved to Canada. They decide to have children. And they ask themselves, hey, how can we make our little Greek children fit in with the Canadian children? I know. We'll name them like diseases. That's what we'll do. Tsaroukas? You have Tsaroukas? Put some cream on it. Put some cream on it. You have Bacilli Kakapopoulos? You're not going to poo for a month? Take any Greek name. 50 vowels, 4 consonants. That's a Greek name. That's why you don't see so many Greek hockey players in the NHL. You imagine them calling a penalty on a Greek hockey player? Toronto Maple Leafs penalty awarded to number 22, Themistocles Yorgos Papakonstantinopoulos. 2 minutes for having too many goddamn vowels in his last name. Imagine the name starts at the ankle, goes up the ass all the way around. an advantage to having a Greek name. I was playing Scrabble the other day, found out my last name's worth 3,000 points. Yeah. I hated it, man. I just wanted to be like the Canadian kids. I hated that serene moment when the mothers would call their kids in for dinner. Because, I mean, it was like Jeffrey's mother would call him in. It was like, Jeffrey. Come on in, honey. Time for supper. Bobby's mother would call him in. Bobby. Come on in, honey. It's time for supper. Your favorite Kraft dinner and cheese. My Greek mother would come out of the house, rollers in her hair, wearing a robe, holding a broom, looking like a Viking warrior. Part of the Greek culture is we love food. And there's a great restaurant chain called the Friendly Greek. And they're friendly, huh? You ever go there with your wife or girlfriend? They greet you at the door. Good evening. Welcome to the Friendly Greek. My name's Dimitri. I'll be the one staring right at your wife's tits tonight. Thank you. Please, please. Very nice, very nice. Little known fact you may not know. The original Olympics, the athletes were nude, naked. That's right. This wasn't a problem until they had a mix-up with the baton exchange in the men's 4x100 relay. So, sorry, George. I'm not that athletic. I know you're looking at me going, you, not athletic? Come on, you're joking, Ange. I know you're looking at me going, he's kind of fat. This isn't fat you're looking at. That's what you're looking at right here. I haven't been laid in 5 years and you're laughing, thanks. If I let loose tonight, the term free willy takes on a whole new meaning right here. I'm here to tell you something. Big people are big for one reason and one reason only. They eat. That's it. It's not my thyroid. Go check your thyroid. It happened to my friend Dolores. It was her thyroid. It was an inactive thyroid. It's your thyroid. It's not my thyroid. You're not big, Angelo. You're big bone. You're just big bone. Hey, my mother wasn't a Tyrannosaurus Rex, all right? I'm big because I like to eat. I hate these fat people who deny why they're fat. You ever talk to these people?
I don't know why I'm fat. I don't know why I'm fat. All I had was an apple. All I had was an apple.
Yeah, stuck inside a pig's mouth, huh? Do I look like a guy that just eats an apple? Maybe an orchard or two. And my neurotic mother calls me every time she sees something that can help me. She calls me up. She goes, Angelo, I was watching Oprah Winfrey. Dr. Phil said there's a patch for fat people. A slimming patch. Go get one. I'll buy it. Bye. I went to my doctor. I go, hey, doc, my mother was watching Oprah. Said there's a patch for big people. Can I have one? He said, sure. It fits right over your mouth. How about that? Drink some water and walk, you fat screw. You know you're fat when your doctor calls you a fatter. Yeah. The thing is, you don't take drugs to lose weight. Not that I'm against drugs. But could you imagine me stoned, late at night, looking for something to eat? Go to McDonald's drive-thru window, a little girl comes to the window.
Sorry, sir, we're closed.
I don't think so.
I
Make me something to eat or I'm gonna eat you.
Oh my God, here's a double Big Mac fried chocolate shake. Bye, Mr. Psycho Fat Guy, bye. Marcy, he was gonna eat me. And he had a patch hanging from the side of his mouth.
Let me fly away. Yeah.
101.5, the... Take a guess. The Hawk. It's The Hawk. That was a great guess. Fantastic. Bonus points. Brownie points. Little pieces of brownie for you to eat. Actually, you know, speaking of eating, I inquired as to whether folks eat during the show, before the show, or after the show, because it's 6 to 7. You know, I think 6 o'clock is a pretty standard dinner time. But I know some people, you know, depending on work, it's Wednesday too, it's the middle of the week, so this is where, that's probably the most stable day before things get too weird. You know, you're halfway through, you're getting through it, and I get to wrap it up. But anyways, we talked about that, and I found out that some people did get back to me about that, and a lot of folks do eat during the show. So I'm glad, because that tells me that nothing here is so repulsive that you can't even stand to look at food, let alone eat it, during the show. In fact, well, it has not been proven, but I have a suspicion that this show might help with digestion. It's just a curiosity. I'm going to get it looked into. We'll call in a doctor maybe in the next couple weeks, see if that's such a possible thing. And we'll find out. But I have a feeling it does. If that many people are eating delicious food, well, I assume, during the show, it must be good for something. Now, I was taking a look at the news today. I know we usually talk about that every now and again, but there is nothing particularly fancy going on. Like, looking through the news here, you know, you got the usual stuff. Politics, business, ferry flies to the moon. Oh, to Rangoon, ferry flies to Rangoon. A cow in Brazil, a very cheeky cow, went for a ride on a water slide after escaping a slaughterhouse. He skipped the pleasantries and went right to the party. Can you blame the man? The cow, I suppose. But the mischievous cow somehow broke out of the slaughterhouse and found its way to a nearby water park, where it climbed up the stairs, hoof by hoof by hoof by hoof, to the top of the slide and then slid down on its knees. Reportedly, this slide is meant to hold only 450 pounds, but held firm with this 700-pound cow. And it did have an even happier ending when the cow, after being retrieved from the park when his day pass expired, had a happy ending 500 miles west of Rio de Janeiro when a ranch owner adopted it and named it Toboga, which is slide in Brazilian Portuguese. Toboggan, the cow, in Canadian. If you want to see the footage of this cow on the slide, feel free to check out the social medias. Instagram, johnny.athens on Instagram. Yes, I had to double check that. And Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook if you'd like to see the video, and as well as keep in touch with the show and everything else going on. Of course, a very special thanks to everyone who tuned in. It's a pleasure. And to those who didn't tune in, it's the thought that counts. Now, to close out the show is Ella Fitzgerald on 101.5 The Hawk. Take care and good night.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I never dreamed it you, any fall could come in view. So early, early, darling. never have to share.